President Bush is participating today in several events leading up to his inauguration for a second term. The most spectacular, a fireworks-filled evening behind the White House called a Celebration of Freedom, featuring the Temptations and Gatlin Brothers. The nation's 55th inaugural festivities began yesterday with a salute to the military at an arena here in downtown Washington. Gospel singer B.B. Winans closed the show.
God bless America, Mr. President, land that you lead. Lord, stand beside him and guide.
This inauguration, just like the campaign that preceded it, is breaking all records for spending. But while some Republicans are flocking to the Capitol for swanky events, others are celebrating in more modest ways, NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Tickets to the 9 official balls were being scalped yesterday at $400 and more. Tickets for the swearing-in, not seats, just standing room, were going for $600. And getting into the hottest event, tonight's Black Tie and Boots Ball, sponsored by the Texas State Society, that can cost you close to $1,000. Just one reason why Christine and Mike Henson will have their own celebration on their back patio in Orlando, Florida. Christine pulls out the star-spangled paper plates and napkins that she's already bought. So, what's their party costing?
Not much. That's what we're doing.
A couple hundred dollars?
Yeah, probably just a couple hundred dollars. I mean, we wanted to keep it simple, and our friends, especially here in Florida, they're more casual. You know, we don't have to serve drinks. It'll probably just be beer and sodas.
The Hensons supported President Bush last fall. They're on an email list of the Republican National Committee. The committee sent out a mass invitation asking people to host official RNC inaugural house parties. But the real reason the Hensons are celebrating is that their 8-year-old daughter Megan really likes President Bush.
I like him, and I think he's also a good president.
As do the official inaugural underwriters, the donors who are carrying the Presidential Inaugural Committee to its fundraising goal of $40 million. Most of the week's events are privately financed. Taxpayers foot the bill for the swearing-in itself and part of the parade, but the inaugural committee pays for most of the rest, including yesterday's salute to the military and tomorrow night's 9 balls. Jean Phillips is chairman of the inaugural committee.
I think the underwriters are generous people with big hearts, and they see that it costs a lot to do this, and they're going to help us make it available to average people.
For instance, there will be big TV monitors all over the mall so people can see the ceremony from more than a mile away. No ticket required. Congress has never seriously considered any limits on inaugural contributions. The inaugural committee set its own limit of $250,000 per donor. That's 2.5 times higher than the cap 4 years ago. 96% of the money so far has come from corporations, corporate executives, and lobbyists. That's according to the watchdog group Public Citizen. Researcher Connor Kenny did the analysis.
These are clearly not average citizens celebrating the election of our president, but rather corporations and business interests with clearly defined agendas for the next 4 years.
Some critics say that this year, with a shooting war in Iraq and a catastrophic tsunami in the Indian Ocean, the inaugural calendar might have been a little more subdued. Jean Phillips says this is America's only official national celebration, and it should go forward. She also says the money that comes in isn't influence money.
I would venture to say that most of the people in the administration have no idea who the underwriters are.
Tonight, the top tiers of underwriters will dine by candlelight at 3 special dinners. The entree is filet of beef tenderloin. But Inauguration Day in Washington is just another school day in Orlando. Christine Henson says that disrupted their schedule a bit.
Everyone who's coming pretty much has family and has school-age kids. So we found out that we're probably going to have to change it to Saturday.
But then, Christine, Mike, and Megan Henson and their guests will watch the ceremony on video. They'll read a letter from President Bush sent by the Republican National Committee, and they'll dine on burgers, casual Florida style.
I'm going to put white tablecloths down on all these tables and stuff, and I have this confetti. Look at that, isn't that cool?
Peter Overby, NPR News.